If you would please turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. And I'd like to read the majority of the chapter tonight. I'd like to start in verse 14 and go through the end of the chapter. But before I do that, a little background. Christ has just ascended in chapter 1. The brethren, are the apostles specifically, are gathered in an upper room. And they have chosen a new apostle to replace Judas. Matthias has been chosen. And then the Holy Spirit descends on them. And as soon as the Spirit descends on them, there is a loud noise like a rushing wind within the house. And they are able to speak in tongues that they have not learned, in various dialects of every language that has been present there. The crowd hearing this and seeing this says, "These men are drunk. These are unlearned Galileans. They cannot know this. They cannot do this." Then, starting in verse 14, I'd like to read through the end. "But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of my great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, 'I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this, which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, 'The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they had heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, for you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. I chose to read this, and I don't plan on making many comments on it, but I chose to read it for it shows the power of God in two ways that I can see. First, it shows the power that God has over time and over man. The prophet Joel lived a long time before Christ and before this day. David, even longer before Christ. And yet God had power over what those men said, and it came to pass. And another way that we can see the power of God is very early on in verse 23, we see that the people that Peter is talking to, you have crucified God. And through the power of God, by the end of Peter's sermon, they were cut to the heart, and they have repented. And then the most beautiful part of all is that God saved them. The power of God changes people. Before this day, many of these people had never known of each other. We know that during this time that many came from the surrounding areas. All Jews would come to Jerusalem, for it was the holy city. Many people didn't know each other. Many did not come prepared to stay. And yet their lives were changed because of God's word. And because of God's word, their lives changed, their attitudes changed. I chose to read this because I think it's an important thing to think of on a daily basis. The power of God, what He has done, what He can do, and what He's going to do. Sometimes it's easy to think, oh yeah, you know, God had power, but it's not evident, you know. Back then, yeah, maybe it was, but it's not now. And yet we can still see the power of God. And through example of the prophecies that were made in the Old Testament that have now been fulfilled. And then the prophecies that are made in the New Testament that are yet to be fulfilled. And we know that the power of God will see them through because He has already seen the prophecies through earlier. The power of God has the ability to change our lives, to make us better people. And that we need to focus on that, and to focus on what God can do and the power, and not to forget that though we are weak and we do fall, that God has the power to forgive us and to restore us to who we should be. And that's just been on my mind, something I thought of and really wanted to share. I hope that this has been encouraging and that you will go about your week thinking about the power of God and what He is capable of doing for you.
Someday you'll stand at the bar on high. Someday a record you'll see. Someday you'll answer the questions of life. What will your answer be? What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be? Sadly, you'll stand if you're unprepared, trembling, you'll fall on your knees, facing the sentence of life or of death. What will your sentence be? What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be? Now is the time to prepare, my friend. Make yourself spotless and free. Washing the blood of the crucified one, He will your answer be. What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be?
Well, hopefully when those prophecies that Joe alluded to are fulfilled, your answer will be Christ.